In a new study published in Nature Scientific Reports, researchers have built a sheet of nickel with nanoscale pores that make it as strong as titanium, but 4 to 5 times lighter. The empty space of the pores and the self-assembly process in which they're made make the porous metal akin to a natural material, such as wood. And just as the porosity of wood grain serves the biological function of transporting energy, the empty space in the researchers' metallic wood could be infused with other materials. Infusing the scaffolding with anode and cathode materials would enable this metallic wood to serve double duty, a plain wing or prosthetic leg that's also a battery. Even the best natural metals have defects in their atomic arrangement that limit their strength. A block of titanium, where every atom was perfectly aligned with its neighbors, would be 10 times stronger than what can currently be produced. Materials researchers have been trying to design structures with the geometric control necessary to unlock the mechanical properties. The reason researchers call it metallic wood is not just its density, which is about that of wood, but its cellular nature. Cellular materials are porous. If people look at wood grain, that's people are seeing parts that are thick and dense and made to hold the structure, and parts that are porous and made to support biological functions like transport to and from cells. The struts in the researchers' metallic wood are around 10 nanometers wide, or about 100 nickel atoms across. Other approaches involve using 3D printing, like techniques to make nanoscale scaffoldings with 100 nanometer precision, but the slow and painstaking process is hard to scale to useful sizes. 1. What does researchers build in Nature Scientific Reports? A. Metallic wood. B. Sheet of nickel. C. Pores. D. Titanium. 2. What makes porous metal similar with natural material? A. Empty space of the pores. B. Self-assembly process. C. Wood. D. A. and B are correct. 3. The porosity of wood grain serves. A. Biological function. B. Transporting energy. C. Empty space. D. Metallic wood. 4. Which materials should be infused into the scaffolding? A. Anode material. B. Cathode materials. C. Anode and cathode materials. D. Plain wings. 5. Metals are strong based on A. their defects. B. their atomic arrangement. C. their strength. D. their nature. 6. How do researchers unlock the mechanical properties? A. Produce titanium. B. Align atom perfectly. C. Create new metal. D. Design structures with the geometric control. 7. Why is it called metallic wood? A. Due to its density. B. Due to its cellular nature. C. Because it looks like wood. D. Because it is wood naturally. 8. What is the function of porous part? A. Thick and dense. B. Hold the structure. C. Support biological functions. D. Transfer cells. 9. How wide is the researcher's metallic wood? A. 10 nanometers. B. 10 nano. C. 100 nickel atoms. D. 100 atoms. 10. Nanoscale scaffoldings is hard to scale to useful sizes due to A. 100 nanometer precision. B. Slow and painstaking process. C. Both of them are correct. D. None of them is correct.